just a few halachot in the laws of Etrog. There are many people that are asking which brand of Etrog should they buy. Well, when they go to the store, the clerk tells them, we have the Etrog of the Chazon Ish. Now that of course is mean they're not using the Chazon Ish as Etrog. His Etrog dried up a long time ago. The Etrog of the Chazon Ish means that they're using it from the seed of the tree that the Chazon Ish used as Etrog from, which means the Chazon Ish had a tree. We planted Etrogim. Now it's fair to assume that if the Chazon Ish used that tree, that there was no problem of grafting and no problem of any other issues. Anyway, Rabbi Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, took a seed from that tree and he planted an Etrog tree in his house, in front of his house. So that is called the seeds of the Chazon Ish. Now, if the original tree is kasher, so whatever is going to come from the tree is going to be kasher as well. Now, subsequently, they took from those trees and they planted orchards all around Israel. So they called them Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish means the seed of these trees originally emanated from the tree of the Chazon Ish, and therefore it has a good pedigree, and therefore you can assume that it's kasher. And therefore, 100% legitimate. You have another brand of Etrogim, they call them the Yemenite Etrogim. When the Jews came from Yemen in the 1950s, they came to Eretz Yisrael, they brought with them their trees, the Etrog trees. Now the Yemenite Jews have a tradition all the way back. Unbroken chain, a great Mesorah. And they brought the Etrogim with them and they replanted them in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore these trees have also a great Yehus, great lineage. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Sephardi poskim encourage the Yemenite Etrog. That's Hachem Avadya, Hachem Ben Zion Alav Shalom. Even it said the Brisker Rav used to praise the Yemenite Etrog to be superior because of its Yehus. You have Etrogim that come from Morocco. The Moroccan Etrog, Hakam Avadya talks about it in Chazon Avadya, page 238. And he praises them for their beauty. And he also says that throughout the generations, the great rabbis of Morocco made a berakah on these Etrogim. So they're also okay. But one thing is clear amongst the poskim, that one should preferably buy an Etrog that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. Today that we have plants of Etrogim that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, one shouldn't opt from an Etrog that comes from Chutz La'aretz. It's a busha to Eretz Yisrael that our land is producing fruit and we have to go buy for a mitzvah to another land. Many of the poskim mentioned this. There's an Aruch HaShulchan on this. In Siman Tafresh Memchet, he says that a person whose heart is touched by the fear of God will purchase an etrog grown in the land of Israel only. How can any person not be embarrassed when he is capable of fulfilling the mitzvah using the produce of our holy land and he chooses to use one grown in other lands? This is a genuine example of they despise the treasured land. This is an unbearable shame. And therefore every person must try his best to choose an Etrog grown in the land of Israel. Now the Etrogim that I mentioned all grow in Israel. Chazon Ish for sure. Yemenites, you're not getting it from Yemen today. The Yemenite Etrogim are growing in Eretz Yisrael. They just replanted the tree in Eretz Yisrael. And even the Moroccan. Well, today it can go both ways. Not that it's Asur Chas V'Shalom. But again, there is a preference to get a Etrog from Eretz Yisrael. There is another place that grows the Etrogim, that's called the Yanovo Etrogim. Those Etrogim that come from Italy that also have a great Yehus on them as well, and they would be kasher just the same. But at least now you're an educated consumer, that you know that your Etrog has to be from one of these brands. I would recommend also that when a person is buying the etrog, he should buy from a reliable source. An etrog is not a newspaper. Today, you have newspaper stands opened up on every block. Yeah, everybody puts etrogim on a table, and they're in business. They become an etrog seller. Imagine if everybody would open up jewelry stores on the corner. You can't sell a diamond on the corner. The etrog is a diamond. The etrog is a precious commodity. Must be sold by a reliable person who knows what's kosher and what's not kosher. Not just to put the etrogim on the table and say, hey, it's kosher. What makes it kosher? Because the 12-year-old that's selling it says it's kosher? What does he know? And therefore, once you go to a reliable rabbi, or bring his etrog to the rabbi. And the rabbi is not going to be able to tell if it's grafted. That you won't be able to know until after the holiday. You have to cut it open, and there's telltale signs to know if you had a grafted etrog or not. But again, if you used one of the etrogim that I mentioned, Hazonish, Yemenite, Barakin, Yanavim, from a proper hechsher, you shouldn't have a problem. But that's only taking care of the grafting issue. But that doesn't mean that every Yemenite etrog is necessarily kosher. It might be an etrog, but it's an etrog pasul. Because it has black spots on it, or the pitom is broken, or it's missing a piece, and so on and so forth. There's many laws. Just because an etrog is an etrog, doesn't mean it's a kosher etrog. We're just talking about now the lineage of it, the origin of it. So therefore, the proper thing is to bring the etrog to a competent scholar, in order for him to look at it, in order to make a ruling, to say that it's kasher, it's mehudar, it's suitable, and so on and so forth.